Good morning, everybody. It's Zach Epperson with your sports update for this Friday morning. Taking a look at last night's boys basketball action, Grayson County was defeated by Edmondson County 53-41. Elizabethtown came from behind to beat Bullet East 71-64. Central Hardin was defeated by Meade County 45-44. And Breckenridge County defeated Trinity of Whitesville 74-62. Tonight, Fort Knox is at Whitefield Academy. Grayson County will host Hancock County. John Hardin will be at Marion County. North Hardin will be at Bardstown. And LaRue County will host Warren Central. In girls' high school basketball last night, Grayson County was defeated by Edmondson County 63-32. And John Hardin was defeated by North Hardin 51-46. Tonight on the schedule, Elizabethtown is at Assumption. North Hardin is at Bardstown. Breckenridge County will host Owensboro Catholic. Fort Knox will be at Whitefield Academy. Grayson County will host Hancock County. John Hardin will host Nelson County. And Meade County will host Central Hardin. This weekend in men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Louisville Cardinals will be at home taking on North Carolina. That game set for a 4 o'clock tip-off on ESPN. Also tomorrow, the 10th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats will be at home taking on the Florida Gators. That game also on ESPN with a tip-off at 6 o'clock. In women's college basketball last night, the 14th-ranked Kentucky Wildcats defeated Ole Miss on the road 94-52. Also last night, the 5th-ranked Louisville Cardinals defeated Georgia Tech 58-47. Finishing up this morning in professional sports in the NHL tonight, the Nashville Predators will take on divisional rival Chicago Blackhawks. That game is set for a puck drop at 8:30. And fresh off the NBA All-Star break, the Indiana Pacers will head to the Big Apple to take on the New York Knicks. That game is set for tonight with a 7:30 tip-off. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Friday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.